This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Foreign fishing fleets have been catching fish that's supposed to be off limits to them. It's poaching on the industrial scale, costing West African countries an estimated $1.3 billion a year. The trawlers are hauling away 2% of the gross domestic product of Senegal alone, Lucia Benavides reports.
The beach in Dakar is empty except for a group of singing fishermen pushing their colorful wooden boat back to shore. The windy weather has kept many on land today, including Mamadou Mbaye, head of Senegal's fishermen union. He says the sea is depleted of fish because of foreign trawlers. Mbaye says fishermen have to work 3 months in order to make just under $20 a day, half of which goes to expenses like gasoline. And there's no guarantee they'll catch something. The fish, he adds, started to go away about 10 years ago. The fishing industry in Senegal represents about one quarter of the country's jobs. Yet with fewer fish, some of those jobs are going away. It's one of the reasons many young men are migrating to Europe.
The ultimate goal is food security.
That's Hadisa Ned Jouf. She's the director of Comfish, a project funded by USAID that provides workshops and support for Senegal's fisheries.
Now, we don't have fresh fish, so that's the first goal, to allow the Senegalese to meet their fish needs.
Jouf says Senegalese people have fewer fish to eat, and the fish that's available is getting more expensive. And it's not only coastal communities that are hurt. Mamadou Diallo, also with Comfish, says inland communities, even outside Senegal, depend on fish as their primary source of animal protein.
People inland generally get processed fish because there's no way to keep the fish refrigerated through the route. Women do what they can to make sure the fish makes it to the interior because people need that nutrition.
There's an entire economic chain affected by decreased fish stocks, from the fishermen to the women selling fish at the markets to the trucks transporting fish inland. For now, their goal is to improve the quality of fish they do have available. In Senegal, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.